Well, it is fall, and that means it's time for the annual Fall Plant and Flower Festivals hosted by the South Carolina Department of Agriculture. And Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers here to tell us more. In fact, they've already begun, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right, Mike. We started last week in Greenville, off to a good start. Got Florence and PD this coming weekend, starting on the 29th through Sunday the 1st, and right here in West Columbia at the State Farmers Market out there the following weekend, 6 to 8. So it is the unofficial start of fall for us. But I tell you, these fall shows have grown the last few years, kind of bookends to the spring shows. So more people are realizing they can have fall gardens and be very successful with them.
Why are these so successful? I mean, they're just going like wildfire. What makes these so special this time of year?
You know, I guess you go back to, of all the downside of having gone through the pandemic, maybe something like gardening and the interest in it and outdoor activities around the house have kept that momentum ever since 2020, when we couldn't do very much else. That's just one thing. But, you know, let's hope it's more people having an interest in where their food's coming from and having a playing a part in it themselves, or growing some colorful flowers like Blanche seems to do.
It doesn't have to be springtime to have color around the house. There's plenty to enjoy this time of year, and going to these fall plant and flower festivals certainly is a good way to tap into that. And something else as well, of course, certified SC produce is available.
That's right. It's all, you know, it's at the market for a reason. We want you to see who the vendors are that are there all year round, or most of the year, so that's a part of it. But it's just really great to see the big crowds out at the markets, and really, as I said, growing. The fall festivals are growing more popular each year.
And here's something interesting at the PD Festival. I understand that there is a Hawaiian restaurant on site. Now, you've got my attention. Now, tell me more about that.
Well, don't get too excited. I don't think we have any luau's planned, but the Aloha Kitchen is there on the PD market. A very successful Hawaiian restaurant with some of that type of cuisine. So I have been by it. I've yet to get in there, but I've seen it, and it really looks like a fun stop. So if folks go out late in the afternoon or lunchtime or whatnot, that might be a good food option. But we'll have food trucks there and things like that as well.
Well, it certainly sounds like a lot of fun. No matter which one you go to, whether it's Greenville PD or the Midlands, something for everyone. And, of course, it's always free admission and free parking, right?
Free to get in, and it's up to you what it costs to get out.
Don't tell my wife. Well, it is that time of year. Go out and enjoy these fall festivals. Wherever you are, there's one close to you in South Carolina. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.